Patton Hills for IMR Insurance. Get an online quote and instant cover anywhere, anytime. Visit imr.com.au.
Our listeners waiting in on the sporting highlight of the year. Definitely Ash from Cathy at KP. Look, it's hard to go past. We don't win too many Wimbledons, do we? Cuzzy Bro, highlight of the year for him, definitely defeating Ian Healy 4-0 in the rugby tips. The low light, Hill's welching on his payout.
You continue this behaviour, it's going to go on for a long time.
All right, Tab Queensland Summer Racing. It's a ride that we're on. There's blue sky around. Gamble responsibly, though. If you need a bit of help there, give them a call, 1-800-858-858. Chris Nelson joining us now. Hey, had a call, one caller, about Emrod.
It's an interesting one. I believe there are a couple issues there. I'm not sure when Michael Rodd will be back at this stage, so we'll just have to wait and see what happens on that front.
All right, got our fingers crossed.
Yeah, we certainly have. I'd love to see him back.
Yeah, hell of a jockey and a really, really good guy too.
Yeah, he is.
A bit like Bossy, one of the great ambassadors for the sport.
Definitely the case.
And you two being so close to this racing game just would be so upset, I would imagine, with Chris Caserta.
Yeah, it is. Just these things just happen out of the blue, don't they?
Yeah.
It's so sad. And look, he's got a very strong Victorian connection, as you've seen on social media with all the jockeys and whatever. You know, Steph is a perfect example, having known him in Victoria. And even up here, he's obviously made a lot of friends in his short time up here. Mm. So, yeah, very, very sad.
Yeah, our thoughts go out to family, friends. And Steph is amongst them because you kindly filled in on the show yesterday when Steph heard the news. She was supposed to be with us, but she was just too upset to come on. So that's the effect that these things have. And as you said, it can happen just so quickly.
So quickly, that's right.
Tips, mate. It looks like we're going to get a couple of meetings away this weekend.
We will. We're back to normal. I mean, the sun is shining outside. It's quite warm. It's warming up. Tomorrow's going to be the same. So I think I'm a glass completely full sort of guy. So I'm saying that maybe a soft 7. We know how quickly Doomben can dry out once it does start to dry out and the weather's good. And tomorrow's supposed to be good as well. So I'm hoping for a soft 7. It'll be heavy 8, soft 7, and who knows what will happen during the day. It may even improve further. But we've got Ross Smith, the track manager, on the punter's mate just after 8:30, so we'll get a better idea then. Really good racing tomorrow. Of course, we get a couple of these races carried over from last Saturday, the Eureka Stud and the Recognition Stakes. Some chatter around this morning that Weona Smart One might be a scratching from race 9, the George Moore, to run at the Gold Coast, would you believe?
Mm.
Nothing wrong with the horse, but they've decided they might take the easier option. Now, that makes it hard for the opposition to beat Zoo Style because we need a little bit of pressure on Zoo Style up front for some of these backmarkers. And I don't know that we'll get it now. I really like Baller in the race, but my confidence has just gone a little bit south.
How does it run?
It got back at first start from a break and ran on, but much better gait. And I thought it'd be around midfield or handy. But it probably need to be closer if Zoo Style is going to get a picnic in front. So I'll stick with Baller each way, number 4 in race 9, but I've just got some reservations now if the other one does come out, Weona Smart One. I think the best bet of the day is race 5, number 1, Tiger Heart for Tony Gollan and Ryan Maloney. I think Tony Gollan's in for a big day tomorrow. Tiger Heart, 2 runs this time in, very unlucky on each occasion. Had a bit of a break, 40-odd days and since trialled. And the trial was very good. He loves the soft ground. He draws beautifully. He maps beautifully. He should get the right run. He should be winning. So race 5, number 1, Tiger Heart, the best. Race 3, number 3, Ashgrove. Mm-hmm. Maloney and Gollan again. Won a maiden at Doomben by a space a few weeks ago. By Done Deal, so we'll appreciate getting out from the mile to the 2,000. The Done Deals get through the ground quite well. Yep, going from a maiden to 3-year-old quality on a Saturday isn't easy. But this horse just looks loaded with potential and I think is far, far more promising than a lot of others in this race. So on with it. Race 3, number 3, Ashgrove. Where do we go next? We'll go to this one here at a bit of odds. Race 6, number 2, So You Win.
Mm-hmm.
Just spotted it making some ground at the Sunshine Coast, second up from a break. Loves the cut in the ground. 2,000 metres will suit nicely. Just hopefully Jimmy Orman can make some use from that gate. It's a good gate. I'd hate to see him back last and chasing. So each way, race 6, number 2, so you win.
Hey, just quickly, what about the recognition? It's a hot field.
Nick and Nova for me. I think second up, 1350, perfect. Loves to get his toe in the ground, Nick and Nova. I think he might be just a bit too strong.
And you've got your show straight after.
We have. We've got some good guests. We've got Tiff Brooker after 9 o'clock, and she's riding up a storm at the moment.
Yeah, she gets around, eh?
She certainly does.
Brilliant. The TAB Queensland Summer Racing Carnival has arrived. Head to queenslandsummercarnival.com.au, but remember, gamble responsibly. It is time now for the latest news. Thanks to Chris Nelson for that. Thanks to Red Energy for 100% Australian electricity and gas. Switch today. Give them a call, 13 1806.